Hey everybody, welcome back. We've had a little bit of delay, but we're here for episode 316 of the Verbal Mosh. I'm Tosh Moore.
I'm Olivia Palaz.
And we're back after a kind of long delay. I wouldn't say a long delay, but it's just been a delay nonetheless.
So we're a comic book podcast. We talk about comics and other things that interest us, related to comics usually.
And other things that aren't related to comics. So make sure you go by our website, theverbalmosh.com, or follow us on social networking sites like Facebook and Twitter, facebook.com/theverbalmosh, @theverbalmosh is our handle on Twitter. You can also leave us an email at theverbalmosh@gmail.com, and don't forget to check out our sponsors, sponsor, Comics Podcast Network, www.comicspodcasts.com.
Podcasts. Sounds like you said podcats.
I wasn't intentionally going for it, but that'd be nice one day if that could be a reality, even if for one day.
Yes, we are proud members of the Comics Podcasts cast. See, now you got me saying it. Podcasts Network. So, is there anything in the news that you want to get to this week? Our first section we always cover?
Comics news this week, other than they got that dude who looks like a retard from Walking Dead. He's going to be the Punisher in season 2 of Daredevil on Netflix.
Yeah, I saw people commenting on the Netflix Facebook page, I think it was. The comments were like, everybody was like, oh, this guy's a really good actor, so he seems like, you know, it's not someone that you would come to mind to think to portray the Punisher, but he actually probably could pull it off really well.
Hey, you Daredevil, get off my street. No?
Yeah, I didn't really care for the way he looked, but we'll see how he acts.
In other news, I'm also slowly but surely awaiting the season 4 finale of Veep.
Good for you.
There are times I almost call it Meep.
Because you felt like a puppet? A Muppet?
I don't even know if there's a Muppet or a puppet that makes that noise.
Yeah! Don't you remember the little nerdy one?
Oh, Beaker. Yeah, I forgot all about Beaker. No, I don't feel like Beaker.
I mean, the nerdier one was his friend.
Bunsen.
Yeah.
Hence the name Bunsen and Beaker, which I always thought was pretty clever. Other than the news of Weirdo, that dude, because I don't know, Walking Dead, I haven't watched
Did you hear that, what's his name? Christopher Lee?
Yeah, Christopher Lee passed away. Oh, and make it even worse.
But he had a long life, because you saw he died at, the age of 93. It's not like he died at the age of 2.
To die is a tragic thing anyway. So Christopher Lee, who was also Dracula, and all, like someone said that, you know, like he was in Star Wars. He was also
in Lord of the Rings.
He was. He was indeed also well known for playing Dracula long before
that hack. A bunch of other things too, I'm sure.
Long before that hack, Bram Stoker came along. I'm kidding.
Bram Stoker was an actor.
Well, I called him a hack, so that kind of referred to his writing. I'm kidding. He'll be missed. Also, Dusty Rhodes passed away.
I'm not familiar with Dusty Rhodes. Can you explain who that is?
Professional wrestling legend Dusty Rhodes passed away a few days ago. He was 69. Apparently, the Dream fell in his home, and his kidneys had failed on him.
So his dream home, you said?
I didn't say his dream home. The
way you phrased it, you're like, in his dream. I was like, wait, is something happening in his dream? And then you're like, in his home. I'm like, what?
See, I always thought that there was some sort of weird symbiotic relationship between comic book and wrestling fans, because they both take place in the fantastical. Guys in tights doing heroic things, and bad guys in other tights in oil, all on them, doing evil things.
What does this have to do with his dream home?
I didn't say his dream home.
What did you say?
His nickname was the American Dream. So I said, you know, people who knew him just called him, hey, that's the Dream. American Dream. So, yes, I'm not saying he was in some pink house where the one side of the wall was cut off so we could all see what was going on inside.
You're kind of like, you know, I was just trying to understand what you were saying because I couldn't quite understand. I didn't get the gist of it. Like, he was having a dream and then, like.
What?
Yes, I didn't understand.
King Jr. I had a dream that
doesn't mean that he was like fantasizing, but I mean like he was asleep and in his dream, this is what happened. I was trying to understand what you were trying to say.
Well, you very Nightmare on Elm Street-ish. But can we also point out, I forgot what I didn't even get to bring up my whole pick of the week because we hadn't done that in so long.
We didn't have to bring it up like the first thing of the show. You can say it right
No,
now. Go ahead.
we did not. No, I don't want to. Now I want to
So,
be.
because we're gonna have comics to talk about, we don't have any DC TV to talk about, or Marvel TV to talk about, or This Week in TV to
Because I'm
talk
not
about.
watching any. I'm not watching Agents of Shields. You're not. In order to watch Agents of Shields, you would have
We're
to.
not like watching Arrow. We're not watching iZombie anymore.
I suck. Wait, that's even worse. You know, you always come with these little quick quips, and then you're just like, "I'm so clever," and then you're like, "Oh man, that backfired on me."
Because it sounds more like an insult to you than the show.
Well, that's what the writers think, that they were sitting there and they're like, "We should call this show I Suck because it does." Oh.
So you want to talk about what your pick of the week this week was?
No, I don't. Not now.
You brought it up. You're like, I'm gonna bring it up, and now I'm like, go ahead, bring it
This
up,
format
and you're
just
like,
invites.
no.
No, yeah, because this format just we have just invites anger and hurt feelings.
How?
Because it does.
How? All right, go ahead. What do you want to talk about?
Other than Daredevil, which I'm waiting, season two, I'm just tired. Oh,
Why
man.
don't you talk about the return of Hannibal? Because you were like going on and on for how many episodes about, I can't wait for Hannibal to return. I can't wait for Hannibal to return. And then
Oh.
what happens?
Oh, Hannibal on
Dang,
NBC.
recap.
No, wait, I saw the first I didn't see episode two of season three, but I saw episode one. Bullshit ass episode. It was just like Hannibal's like, "Look, I'm here," and I'm like, "Oh, it's Gillian Anderson." And it sucked. Like,
See, that's why I stopped
fucking
watching
sucked.
it, because I thought it was going in a terrible direction, and you were like,
Oh.
it's the best thing ever.
I didn't say that. It's like that dumbass grilled cheese that we had that one place that serves like pork on their grilled cheese. Where is it? Pork Edie's or Wheaties? What's it called? That place that we went to that
Don't
one
have to
time?
bash them. Why are you gonna bash them?
Well, fuck them, because the grilled cheese. Hannibal is like their grilled cheese. You hear it and it's got like this, pork on it, and you're like, "Wow, sounds so good." And then
It
I
was like
ordered it.
bacon.
But it was like the worst type of bacon. It's like they're like, "Do you have like faux bacon?" And then I ate it and it sucked. And I was like, "Wow, I can't wait to eat Hannibal this season." And then they gave me a big old helping of it. And I was like, "Oh, NBC, you gave me chicken shit instead of chicken salad. Thank you." But that said,
What happened to the grilled cheese metaphor? Now all of a sudden it's chicken salad.
I want chicken.
You're getting your metaphors mixed up.
Am I?
Yeah.
Must be tired. Yeah. It sucked. Hannibal sucked. Everyone on the internet's talking about how great that Starfire book is from DC.
Yeah, why? Why are
I
they
know it's a
saying it's
surprise.
great?
Well, because they
Because
thought.
Amanda Connor's working on it?
Well,
Because
she's not
they're.
drawing it, but
Yeah.
yeah, she's only providing the covers and
Yeah.
writing with Jimmy Palmiotti. But this is a team that gave us Power Girl, and that was pretty good, and I shouldn't have doubted them. Because DC, I don't know, it seems like they don't do a very good way of marketing their brands to the Twitter using freaks. So, and I'm one of those Twitter using freaks.
What should they do then?
I don't know, just copy Marvel as closely as they can. Because, like, they do that, like, we got this new 52 relaunch, and then, like, it's like, burp, it went away. We're just DC Universe now, everybody. And then Marvel's like, "We're doing a reboot." So Marvel was like, "We took your idea and made it better." Boom.
So they should just keep doing that. Just keep taking their ideas.
Don't know, DC just has some real shitty execution. Maybe, I don't know, they're the well better run company.
So, but you're originally talking about Starfire?
Oh yeah, I heard nothing but good things about it. Ba-dum-bum-tsh. And Harley Quinn too, strangely enough. Another book by
Heard people complaining about her costume.
well, people are gonna complain regardless.
I feel
Although I
like,
am
yeah, I feel like
partial.
she does get terrible costumes. Like I saw in the ads in some of these books, where what was it? It was like Dark Knight Asylum. Like you have the guys looking all like with his like cool and gritty outfit, and there she is in this weird frilly dress.
Where did you see that at?
In the back of one of the books, I don't remember. You want me to look for it?
Yeah. I was like, "What? What is
There's a
that?"
Starfire there.
But no, I mean, oh wait, we got Hellblazer, Constantine returned, and Constantine. Oh, that's from the game Arkham Knight. Yeah,
Yeah!
so.
All the guys, they
But that
got cool
costume.
outfits, and then she's like wearing the weirdest thing.
That costume has been around since the first game
I
came out.
know, it's so weird looking. That's what I'm saying. She gets weird costumes.
Least the Arkham Knight one is practical, at least. He's like, "Fuck that cape." And also, wait, Constantine is officially dead. No channel is going to pick it up, and no one in their right mind should. You know, because it just didn't work on network television with restrictions. But I've already spoken about that in past episodes. And if you haven't already heard about that, you should go check it out.
Don't worry, I'm sure in a few years' time it'll get a reboot and they'll try and put it out
Well, we
again.
got, well, yeah, I mean, Constantine, Hellblazer number one came out from DC, and this is like a soft reboot to, like, remember Hellblazer? Remember how much you liked it? But well, we're trying to bring you back. With a little success, actually, I might add. It's not so family friendly, and he's not just like, Crikey, Chaz!
Well, yeah, because he's, well,
Let's get some fish and chips. Whoa.
he was complaining about the price of fish and chips, wasn't he?
It was curry fish and chips. Yes. And I'll say this. I'm pretty sure John's a bisexual character now.
I know, that's what I was
You're
getting.
getting at that too, right?
Yeah, I was like, wait, when did that happen?
Someone had a dream probably like, we gotta make him accessible to all these bisexual people out there. Dan DiDio probably did that. He probably like, my sister's bisexual in a wheelchair. And that's how you know how he is. Everything's based off his sister.
Is she in a wheelchair? Are you making fun of a person in a
No,
wheelchair?
I'm not.
What?
Yes, I am, actually. But for all the right reasons. Because I
That
think
does
Dan
not sound
DiDio.
good at all.
Because I think Dan DiDio came up with something like that. He was like, we were at San Diego, and. Oh, some asshole was like, dog, can we put Batgirl back in wheelchair? And he's like, no, we're not putting Batgirl in the wheelchair. She's Barbara Gordon. And he's like, but I like her in the wheelchair. And he's like, you know what? My sister's in a wheelchair. She's a hero. And I was like, where the fuck did that come from? I think he just wanted to add that then there. Yup. Also, I'm pretty sure he was like, why are you peeing so close to me, sir?
This, the whole conversation was going on in a bathroom? Is that what you're
No,
telling me?
I mean, in the panel, the guy was
Oh, the
like,
guy was peeing on him in the panel?
no, not in the panel.
Why are you saying
But
why are you peeing
we're at San
so close to
Diego.
me?
No, because remember earlier before the DC New 52 panel, they had
I
Dan
know
DiDio.
you
Yeah, I was in
saw
the
him in the
bathroom.
bathroom, but you're making it sound like this guy is peeing next to
He's
him.
in, oh, he's in the bathroom. All right, we're back in the wheelchair, man. I'ma troll you. So that made for the most unintentionally funny part of this episode, funniest part of this episode so far. Thank you.
You keep talking.
Have to pause because my nose is all runny. The weather is weird here, folks. It's hot and it's cold, and I'm both of
All
those
right, stop
things.
talking then. So, do you want to jump right into the books that we have to talk about this week?
No. Well, wait, my pick of the week. If you go to the
Oh, now you
verbalmosh.com,
want to get to it.
fuck yeah. You can read my written review for Batman number 41 with Bat Bunny and all the furry, cuddly things he's doing. This is an interesting take on Batman. I'm just saying, I'm gonna leave it at that. I was like, wow, I was pleasantly surprised because when I first read the preview,
I
I was like,
was
fuck you,
not
Snyder.
pleasantly
Fuck you.
surprised by that haircut. What? When you become
What?
Batman, now you have to like have that dumb haircut?
Didn't you get the list when they sent that to the other people? They were like, hey,
That's the
you want to be
memo. You want
Batman?
to be Batman? You gotta shave your head. This dumb haircut.
It's not a dumb haircut. It's a dumbass haircut.
It's your pick of the week, so
I liked it.
you're
I
gonna
really
talk
did.
about it on our website. Everybody can get the info there.
If you got an iPad, apparently you can change the color of the costume. What up with that?
Oh, did you like all the different? That was pretty funny seeing the different colors of the costume.
It brought humor to a title in the issue of Batman where there really didn't need to be any humor. A man died, for Christ's sakes. And they're all like, look at the different colors
What
the costume can
do
be. Blah, blah,
you
blah. Blah,
really?
blah. Okay, yeah, we'll totally get to that. But look at my iPad. Look at it, Gordon. Fuck you. That dude was FaceTiming with this kid dressed as Batman. What type of weird shit is that? Like, there was no woman
Because
on
you
the.
gotta keep it relevant and hip. You gotta FaceTime with people in comics.
Yeah, that's great, but where was his wife on the other end of that phone call? It was just like he FaceTimed, there's his baby. Like, the baby answered the phone? I was thinking of that the whole time.
Probably not, but you know.
The baby answered the phone. Makes sense.
That probably happened, you know, off panel. When his back was turned.
You were like, oh, look at this comic. It's pretty good off panel. You don't read it. Oh, Secret Wars? It's good off panel.
That's the whole gist of comics, you know, telling a story. Not everything has to be told on panel. What, you have to have everything shoved in your face in order to understand it and enjoy it?
I would like some slowdown issues where Captain America's like, I'm going to boil this egg and eat it. Because I sure need some
Yeah,
time off.
it's gonna be panel by panel, him cracking the egg
That's
when
only
he's
if it's
eating
invin
it. And
That's only if it's in the pages of Invincible. The stat shots
you're
over and
saying
over
that's
again.
what you want. You want to see like every single thing in frame. him turning on the stove, filling the pot with water.
Only if it's drawn by John Cassaday. So that, you know, that entire issue will take 13 years
You're
to draw.
Full of it.
Exactly. I don't want to see anything drawn by John Cassaday. Kiss my ass. This little bastard. All right. So we got a bunch of books to talk about this week, and I'm actually excited to talk about these books, starting with Constantine, Hellblazer, number one. Mean Doyle, the cover, which is a fantastic cover. I really do like it. And this is the soft reboot of John Constantine. Gone is the bullshit character from the TV. Gone is a horrible New 52 character.
Yeah, they made him, like, youngish looking. I'm kind of,
But the continuity, some of the continuity still stands, like, all his friends are still dead, and they're still ghosts, they're still haunting him. Yeah. And he's a little more bisexual in this one, because he's like, how you doing, ma'am? How you doing, sir? I'll shag anything. Come here, demon. Because he did. He got it on with that one demon that was like, I need your help, John. I have a club, and I'm trying to steal the club, and I can't banish anyone to hell, or I'll end up going back to hell myself. So if you do it for me, this is my way of getting around it.
Yeah, but the irony is that he didn't like being used by this demon, yet he completely used the demon when he was, like, shagging her.
But then turned about fair play, because he was like, goodbye, darling, back to hell. See you in 100 years.
He was stepping on her when you made that sound effect, that Because, like, people, who knows what they might think when you just do that.
I'm assuming some of our listeners care for The Simpsons as much as I used to.
Or something.
Oh, can we talk about also, I think I told you Marge Homer, for season 27 of The Simpsons. Yeah, ugh.
You told me, I don't think you said it on the show, though.
Yeah, the Fox was like, well, we're going to have them separate. And I'm like, they should have pulled the plug on this fucking show so long ago.
It's like, did they feel like, oh, because there were so many instances where they almost broke up, they felt like, oh, these two should just call it quits?
They're like, hey, you, casual fan, you're long past the sense of caring. We're going to change these characters. Like,
I know, because that was so great about the characters, that through all the dumb stuff that they, you know, had to put up with, they still loved each other and stuck together.
Yeah, of course. I mean, wouldn't you be mad to me if I came with you and was like, I'm going to space. I'm going to be a cop. Oh, I'm also Olivia. And, like, you'd handcuff me. You'd be like, man, listen.
You do some nonsense.
What? Like, when? Like, oh, I never drilled a hole in the floor.
Like when you encourage the cats to jump in the toilet.
I let the cats jump in the toilets once. And suddenly I'm Hitler up in here. I'm Cat Hitler. I didn't encourage him. I just told him that I was proud of him that he jumped in the toilet. I didn't open it and say, jump in. I mean, for all intents and purposes, I did.
Whenever they do bad things, you're just like, you did a good job.
You see, I was told that it was always good to give your children
praise when they're doing bad things.
Oh, yeah, that too. Oh, damn it, The Simpsons taught me that. Oh, crap. The whole world is warped. And earlier, you did a good thing by telling me not to let those cats be good. Be bad. Ah, the hell with it. Stupid cats. I love them. Anyway, our cats aside, this issue of Hellblazer or Constantine was actually pretty straight to form of an old Vertigo title. I mean, it wasn't rated MA.
Yeah. But like T14?
Yes. Well, it's...
What? It's T+.
Yes. It beats the holy hell out of Keanu Reeves chewing gum. Ugh. I like this issue of Hellblazer.
Yeah. It was not bad.
It was true to form. John getting a pint. Well, I didn't see him drink anything. Smoking a cigarette. Screwing somebody over, complaining about his friends, using a fake credit card, waking up drenched in blood.
Yeah, true. It was just weird kind of seeing him looking youngish and hippish.
Yeah, we want our old John Constantine where he's all crummy and crusty looking.
Yeah, he's got to look somewhat like a bum.
You know what? Only later on, in like the 300s and before that, did he look like a bum. Yeah. So someone, at the end of the first issue, someone's killing off all of John's ghost friends.
How do you kill a ghost? That's the question.
I don't know. I'm sure they're...
Vacuum clean them? Well, like in Beetlejuice or something?
What the hell? Did they do that in Beetlejuice?
I don't know. I feel like maybe the cartoon.
I'm pretty sure there's a cartoon we must have seen, because I think I've seen it too, where they suck up the ghost like, yeah, use this vacuum cleaner. Now they're stuck in this bag.
I think I've seen that in Casper too.
What? Oh, the movie with Christina Ricci.
Yeah, but in the animated series too.
There was I forgot Casper was also an animated series. Can we also point out that Casper's must be the ghost of Richie Rich? Back to The Simpsons. Oh, yeah. All right. Another DC number one issue. Section 8, All-Star Section 8, number 1, the miniseries
this
by
has such a
Garth Ennis and John McRae reunite, the same team that brought us Hitman for so many years.
It's such a weird book, but strangely interesting.
I kind of enjoyed that Six-Pack was the only one who could remember what happened pre-New 62. When you reach the New 62, you can get Social Security benefits from the New 52.
It's kind of a spoof.
Yeah, so he's off the hooch. Now he's finally drinking again. He can remember everything that happened between the multiverse. And now in order to stop this senses-shattering threat, as he calls it, which is what Marvel calls most of their big event books, he's going to bring back Section 8.
It's like bueno, excelente. Yeah, because like, is this stuff even really happening? Because it's supposedly, it's this art critic, and then he was an alcoholic, and once he gets a taste of some whiskey once again, he starts like throwing up and having these crazy delusions. So
he's also having problems with his colon, where he's just like pooping himself.
No, but that was in his delusion.
Yeah, that's so weird. But he's like, oh, we gotta get Section 8 back together, and.
And so he's gathering all of the good guys he can round up, but nobody's really available. Nobody also, wants to be a hero anymore, and he needs 8 of them. And so he's trying to round up the last person, and he comes across Batman.
Who looks like he's taking a piss outside the Batmobile. What the hell? This is
that
the best.
Batman is hilarious.
I love him, yeah.
All the various poses that he struck up that was reminiscent of, like, different moments of Batman's, like, career.
Yes, yes. It was a shout out to Neil Adams, Kelly Jones, and Jim Aparo.
So, I like the Kelly Jones one where he's bent over backwards.
That was the best thing because Batman gets a ticket for parking the Batmobile in a no parking anytime zone. The arresting officer, who just happens to be black, tells him that there's no parking there anytime. And Batman starts complaining about
you
he stopped.
People.
No, he's like, I stopped here to use the ATM because. It's my bank. If I go anywhere else, I'll charge you $3. It's the principle of it. She's like, well, yeah, it's the principle of it. Here's your ticket, Batman. And he's like, man, I've been over backwards for you people. She's like, what do you mean, you people? He's like, the people of Gotham. She's like, uh-huh, that's what you meant. And
he's
he was like,
not you people, Gotham, you people.
I love it. He's like, I'm not a racist. Oh, this is better than Batman 41. Shit, I should have gone with this. Oh. Garth Ennis does it again. This is the only reason because I remember Garth. I was like, well, I haven't read anything by Garth Ennis for a while.
Yeah.
And
I'm pretty sure that's why you picked it up. Because, like, looking at the cover, I probably would have avoided this type of thing. But seeing that it was written by Garth Ennis, I figured it'd be something you want to give a shot.
Yeah, and more so because I heard so many good things about his work over at DC in the form of Hitman, where, you know, Tommy Monaghan was a demonic hitman and he operated in the crappiest part of Gotham. And he ran into these guys. Through time to time. But then again, I think Garth Ennis was a little handcuffed to tell the stories that he wanted to tell because you had a guy like Paul Levitz in charge, you know, censoring everything and erasing every Jack Kirby Superman face that he can get his pencil on. So, you know, with the new regime in place, I think it's easy to tell the stories that you kind of wanted to pre-9/11, Dan DiDio and Jim Lee.
Yeah,
because I'm telling you right now, there was if Paul Levitz was still in charge at DC, there is no way in hell a book like Midnighter would get published. Just saying. Great stuff in Section 8. It's good that it's a miniseries, too.
Yeah.
It's a 6-issue miniseries.
Yeah, I wouldn't want it to go on forever.
No,
but it's pretty interesting for what it is.
Well, the little parts that it was, Batman not being a racist and just hilariously parking the Batmobile and then complaining. For a rich guy, he's just like, they charge me $3 if I go to another ATM. It's my bank.
Yeah.
Which,
he's the funniest character in the book. I mean, because some of the side characters are sort of interesting, the way they, like,
bueno,
just
excellent.
Call out their own names, yeah.
Yeah. Beator.
Yeah.
Beator.
Beitoro.
Oh,
that
he's
was, like,
mask.
Such a Simpson moment, I felt like. El Barto.
No one can tell it's him. He's wearing a Mexican luchador mask.
That was
clearly.
Exactly it, yeah.
Okay, Silver Surfer number 12 by Dan Slott, Mike, and Laura Allred. This was so good.
This is like some weird nonsense because like so good, but it was like the same thing happening all over again where they got
drugs.
When they were like trapped in that never-ending loop when they were trying to find a planet, but this time it's like forever they want to leave this planet and it's just like one more day. We'll leave here in one more day and
yeah.
It never comes.
And Dawn's hair was super long and
cuz they're just like it's so wonderful there. They're like turning into hippies.
Yeah, Silver Surfer's like, "Yeah, I don't need to shave. I'm bald." Oh well. Even though it was cool to see him with a beard, I'll say that. Even though, strangely enough, there was no hair on his head. He couldn't even have the little horseshoe.
Yeah.
Damn it. So anyway, the creature of this
it was
planet.
weird. Like everybody got kind of buff in this issue, I felt like, from compared to previous issues.
Mike Allred was on the gun while he was drawing it. He was like, you know what? I'm just going to Photoshop Don Greenwood on the Silver Surfer's body, and nobody will know the difference. Give me my check, Marvel.
Nah, she was kind of buff. He was kind of. Silver Surfer was kind of buff, too, I felt like.
Maybe Mike Allred started working out. He just wanted to incorporate that into his characters.
Yeah, like he wanted to make them look more like average American, or trying to lean towards that way. I wouldn't say average American, but you know. Not like so super slim.
Slow down, fatty. You're not Silver Surfer yet.
I wasn't saying all that.
I was.
So yeah, the planet itself is the one that's keeping them trapped. Because it's like, what was it? Its name? I can't remember. This is green looking alien.
Euphoria.
Euphoria.
Because she stole Toomey, the Silver Surfer spaceboard, surfboard. She's flying around having a good time.
Yeah, and she was like, she thought it was her board, and
yeah, it's hers now.
Once Norrin called the board to him, to me, as he does.
To me,
my board. She got so angry, and the entire planet was quaking, and you
attacking
know,
everyone.
Yeah, when they had perfect skies, perfect weather, now all of a sudden there's lightning in the air. So everybody was like, what's up with that? But, you know, once this whole utopia was dispelled, they realized what the planet was, and then, it, you know, in part, it was helping everybody cure them of their depression. A lot of the inhabitants decided to stay. Some of them who didn't like living the nice, quiet life decided to leave the planet. So it was good that this planet didn't hold any, like, grudges, really, and say, like, what? I'm gonna take, you know, my revenge on you.
Yeah, so Surfer and Dawn are like, we out. And then they start making out on Toomey, the spaceboard. Mm-hmm. About time. It only took 12 issues to get that to happen.
It did. It took forever. And it was really weird, too, because I felt like, you know, things were kind of weird the last issue, the way, you know, they hadn't been
like,
getting along
too
people. Much.
Yeah. And he's like, oh, yeah, I did. But, hey, you know, work's work.
Yeah. They just needed time to lounge about and then so that they could get together.
That'll happen. If you get stuck in a cave on another planet with a guy who can turn silver, that's 99% time of the percent of the time. That's what's going to happen to you. It's science. You can't fight it.
You're falling in love with him.
Oh, yeah. I mean, look at those dreamy, that dreamy eye. Oh, I don't know.
That dreamy beard.
You know what? He does like a hipster. Like, if he wanted to, I could see the Silver Surfer jumping on the L train going to Brooklyn.
I don't know. I can't see him as a hipster.
Okay, a hippie then. He only uses Apple products. And by Apple, he only eats them. This is a good issue of Silver Surfer.
It was not bad. I'm surprised that you liked it, yeah.
Really? You thought I was going to hate it?
Yeah, I felt like it was kind of still more of the same leading off of the last issue.
I didn't mind it. It was good. Thumbs?
Probably because you didn't mind it since it didn't have the whole book twirling they had to do.
Oh, man, you gotta make me read comics and work. You already got my money, damn it. Just entertain me. Don't try and be cute. Okay, Silk number 5. This issue of Silk was really good, too, because Stacey Lee was back. Thank God.
Yeah, this was pretty good. Silk, she's still looking for her family, but finally, oh my God, finally, there's some headway into her actually finding her family.
I swear to God, I thought you said there's some Hedwig out there, and I was like, oh, I want to see that, too, again.
Some headway.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Surprisingly,
J. Jonah Jameson
like is gonna help her out, but I don't even know if he's really gonna help her out because he says that he's gonna help her, but I feel like he might just forget, you know, because he's like working on stories and stuff. And
this is Jameson. You said you helped me. I did. What this TV needs? This channel needs more picture of Spider-Man.
Yeah.
As he throws his coffee everywhere. Oh wait, but then we also get Pokemon dude's daughter getting kidnapped. And then Silk is like,
because Black Cat wants to get to Silk. So in order to get to Silk, she's gonna go after this random guy, this random bad guy turning good guy, kidnapping his daughter so that Silk can come save her.
So Silk teams up with Spider-Man and Pokemon dude,
and she calls in her quote unquote sidekick Spider-Man.
Oh yeah, I like that. He was like, hey, sidekick.
He doesn't even mention it, which I think is pretty funny.
Oh, I don't think she said it loud enough for him to hear.
Yeah.
She's like, yeah, my sidekick. And he seems to be okay with it. I love the Dave Johnson cover of Spider-Man because it looks like a very early John Romita Jr. Spider-Man on the cover. Mm-hmm. Wait, so Silk ends up trying to fight the Black Cat, and then Black Cat and her crew gets taken down, and all of a sudden Silk gets kidnapped.
Yes, we don't know who took them down, but somebody came in blasting everyone And Silk is strapped to a table at the end, and it looks like she's gonna be experimented on, or I don't know what.
Yes, because some weirdo's like, yeah, I work for the people who have your family.
Finally, we get more news about her family.
Yeah.
Well, eventually. It'll come probably in the next issue. Maybe not.
Yeah, the way they've been writing it, the next 2 issues.
Yeah. But it's not bad.
No. Midnighter, number one. Jo
This
Steve Orlando.
was a strange issue.
This is great.
It was weird reading it because of all the small panels everywhere, everything happening. It seemed pretty chaotic to me.
Just like the Midnighter himself. Well, all right, so someone goes to the God Garden and steals all these wonderful weapons that were there, and we also get introduced to Midnighter, who is pretty much the same Midnighter from the Authority, the pages of the Authority, who I thought was so cool.
Well, I'm sure like you enjoyed this more because you're familiar with the character. This is my
The
first
Midnighter,
look
yeah.
at the character.
Yeah, so unlike when they brought back Stormwatch a couple of years ago and it failed fucking miserably, Midnighter is by himself, he's alone, and he's single, and he's trolling for some good-looking
He's
gentlemen.
looking to mingle.
That's right. Even that photo where he went on a date with the guy, and he was like, wait, so M means Midnighter? Not like Mark? And he's like, nope, not at all. And as they're having a nice meal at a restaurant.
It's basically him going on a date because they just kind of go all over the place. He's showing him around
He's in
through
the
his many
door.
doors.
Yeah, the door, that's from the pages of the Authority and from Stormwatch. And they get it on. It's,
They have breakfast.
I guess it's a
It's
one night
like,
stand.
well, no, it can't be a one night stand because then he GPSs him in his neck so that if he ever needs help, he can contact the Midnighter.
How cool is it when Midnighter was fighting the aliens that came into the restaurant? He's like, oh, my brain's a computer. I already know what you're gonna do. I'm gonna punch out your trachea. It's like Batman. Batman was badass and not a rabbit.
But then he comes to find out that that woman that we meet in the very beginning of the issue, in the
The God
guard
Gardener?
garden,
Yeah.
yeah, the gardener, that she had all those these like weapons and files and whatnot, and this person came and stole everything, including information on the Midnighter, which he thought had been erased. So he's like, "Good, I'm gonna get them good."
I'm gonna break his kneecaps and take him out for dinner. Because Midnighter's a classy fellow.
Yeah. So it wasn't a bad book to read, but I just found it a little chaotic.
The way the panels were set up,
The
yeah.
way it was set up, yeah.
Even I agree. Just like, dang, really? All right, the last book we're going to talk about, Secret Wars, number 3 of 8. I like the idea of Doom wearing all white and his nose and face being all beaten up.
Man,
And the
he looked
Thors,
freaky.
yeah, and the Thors being his personal police. But now we've got the Reed Richards.
I liked how, yeah. Because there was the everybody's, been saved on these various spaceships, and Stephen Strange had actually come across one of them, and he like for what was it a
Three
couple of years
years.
ago for 3 years ago,
He didn't
and
open
he
it.
didn't open it, and Reed Richards was in that. I was like, what the hell? I thought that was pretty funny. Like he just didn't care to open it because he felt like Doom God did a much better job of like handling the world.
I think he,
Like, why bother getting Reed involved in this? They're just gonna clash with each other.
And then Miles Morales, the Ultimate Spider-Man, he was like, "Hey, what's up, everybody? I was hiding on that ship."
What is he, Mickey Mouse?
Yeah, I don't know why that boy, because he's young. And then when they do open the other pod from the 616 universe, Reed Richards is there with his beard, and he's still 3 years later, still complaining about your family.
Oh man, but like, it's gonna be a big shock to him when he sees his family is there living it up with Doom God.
Living it up. Wait, don't forget they also threw Johnny Storm into the sky, and like now he's the sun. Like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy. And it was all his sister's fault, too. She was
She's
the one
like,
who decided that he should become the sun.
and she's all like, I
I
feel bad
still
about
miss
doing.
him.
I miss him. I don't feel bad about it, but I miss him. It's so warm today, Doom.
I
He's like, yeah,
know.
baby,
It was a
give Doom.
terrible
I don't know.
thing for her to say, her character.
I don't know why I was like thinking like, give Doom some sugar, baby. He's wearing all white.
Well, she was pretty much in love with him. It seemed like she really adored him. Maybe not in love with him, but she really adored him. She was like, "You're such a great
Thank
god,
you.
and you have to show, all the people, your face so that they can adore you too and know that you've sacrificed yourself for them."
He's like, nah, baby, I'm ugly. Also, like to point out in this, there's one dude on the cover that looks like Jim Carrey, and I was like, what?
He doesn't look like Jim Carrey.
He does.
No, he doesn't. He looks a little like what's his name? The Hulk.
I think one of the things that caught me off guard in this issue, you might, even though Thanos still has his big eggplant face, the thing that got me off was this issue was that they had the Molecule Man in this. Like, oh, I hadn't seen the Molecule Man in so long. Is that was he how was you know able to bring the place together, the battle world and everything like that? Because they did use his powers before to bring everything together during the very first Secret Wars miniseries back in 84. So that could be it.
Possibly. They didn't explain it, so I don't know.
Oh, he was there. I guess he was like, the nerds will understand it. Ha. As Jonathan Hickman cashes his Marvel check. No? So anything else you want to say about Secret Wars other than all the dooms are there?
The Dooms, it's just one
The
Doom.
one Doom, all the Thors are there, and then all the good guys from our universe are like, hey, we're here. And then Cyclops is like, look, I'm the Phoenix. And he wasn't wearing a thong this time. It was weird.
I'm still kind of skeptical to see how this goes. I don't
It's
know
cool,
how
the
it'll play
ending.
out.
I like the ending where all the villains were just hanging out in the desert, and Evil Reed was like, ah, we should have, before, instead of killing that other Thor, we should have asked some questions. I bet he knew things. And all of a sudden, all the Thors descend on them, the Doom police force. I was like, ooh, that's pretty cool.
Just because there were so many of them.
It's just awesome to see a bunch of Thors. And it just only helps that it's drawn by Assad Ribbick, who knows how to draw us a manly Thor. Says Sissy Boy Thor, who's like, I'm here to get the Pantene Pro-V. Mayhap Odin sent me to get it. It's the only thing that goes in his
Who drew the
beards.
sissiest Thor? Who are you referencing?
The sissiest Thor?
Yeah. The Pantene Pro-V Thor that you're thinking
Oh,
of.
Mike Diodato in the 90s. Thor was just like, he had that long flowing hair. He's like, oh. I don't know. Okay, I don't know why I said it like that.
Okay.
I'm sorry. That's just, oh.
I feel like this book is too long, but I thought it was all right. It was all right. It wasn't as terrible
Oh,
as it started out.
it wasn't as terrible as Age
It
of Ultron.
wasn't as terrible as like the first issue, yeah.
Well, no, Age of Ultron, where he was like, "I have a plan." Captain America was like, "I have a
That was
plan," and then the
terrible.
next issue, like, "You have a plan," and he was like, "I don't have a plan," but Nick Fury has a plan, and then Nick Fury was like, "I have a plan," and he's like, "God damn it, Wolverine, you went back in time without telling me," and he's like, "Yeah, me and Sue Storm, bub, we got pancakes." Oh, we changed the timeline, but we got pancakes mostly.
It's like they don't really talk about how they have a plan. They should just speak what their plan is or do follow through with their plan. You don't
You're the
have to
one who
say,
pointed.
"I have a plan."
You were the one who pointed it out. Like, oh, I have a
I know.
plan.
Yeah, because that's all he did. He like shuddered in the corner. I have a plan.
And then I was like, oh, so what's the plan? And they're like, Wolverine and Sue Storm are going back in time. He's like, ah, oh, it's bullshit book. They like, oh, that's why there was that big wait in between the issues. Like, so the readers forget. And then they're like, oh, there was no plan. Forget what you read in issue one, because that's a alternate timeline. You know what? Marvel continuity and like the way these editors work with their writers is kind of like on The Simpsons where they had Lucy Lawless and they were like, yeah, in episode 4B, you were clearly riding a winged horse. And then she's like, oh, yeah. Whenever you see something like that happen, a wizard did it. So that's exactly what happened.
Isn't
Oh,
that what they always say?
the
This is a comic
continuity.
book.
The
You
con
don't have to
the
worry about all that
yeah.
continuity and
Continuity? Why do you want the story to make sense? Weren't you entertained?
It's a comic book. It doesn't matter.
Doesn't have to make sense. Well, yeah, but you started off with this plan, and then like everyone just
But
went
if
back
it
in
doesn't
time.
make sense, then it's not entertaining.
Damn, what the fuck's the point?
Yeah.
Oh, anytime you see something like that happen, a wizard did it. A wizard changed continuity.
Is that it?
That was it for this week's episode. We'll be back next week with episode 317, and maybe some sort of continuity. We should, you know what? Just like Marvel, we should be like, oh, this episode is 316. We'll be back next week with episode 355. We hope you come through. Hey. It's a comic book podcast. Continuity. It doesn't matter. All that shit matters. Did you laugh? Did you laugh? Yeah, that's it. Well, you were entertained. That's all that matters.
Sounds good to me.
It'll also be so funny because we'll charge you for our content. Yeah.
No, we won't do that.
LOL. LOL. Satire. Slander. I thought you said satire. All right, so we'll come back with episode 317.
Be sure to stop by our website for all the links to our social media.
Maybe I
Send
have something
us.
positive to say about Hannibal, but I won't.
Yeah. Check it out for the Pick of the Week review. Be sure to send us emails at theverbalmosh@gmail.com. And that's about it.
Hannibal will be back next week. One of those grilled cheese sandwiches I was telling you people about, because it's so good. And our cats will still be bad. Bad! Tiempo de hacer y se la tuve.